Discussion and possible action on regulation of Brazos River Authority lakes and associated lands by Michael McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Board of Directors, this resolution or this presentation is related to the various documents that we have regarding the regulation of our the three reservoirs, Possum Kingdom, Granberry, and Lake Limestone. We do have multiple documents that regulate or that are applicable to various reservoirs. Some are applicable at one reservoir. You might have a document that's applicable at two, and then there's documents that are also applicable at all three of the reservoirs. The last time that we had some major revisions to our rules and regulations was in 2006. There have been some significant changes since 2006. As you're aware of, March 14th this year, we successfully decommissioned the hydroelectric facility up at Possum Kingdom. In addition, we've divested of over 1,600 residential and about 19 commercial properties there at Possum Kingdom. In addition, there's also been calls to extricate ourselves from some of the from the land management activities that we've been associated with. So therefore, in light of some of those changes, Brazos River Authority's goal is to incorporate relevant aspects of the multiple documents that we do have into one that's single, it's uniform, and it's applicable at all our lakes at Limestone, Granberry, and Possum Kingdom. We also, through this, we seek to moderate some of the oversight that we've had in the past while still maintaining our position to protect the public health, safety, and welfare. To formulate this comprehensive document, we went through a process, and I'll go through that a little bit. In 2006 was whenever the last change, I went through those changes, the FERC decommissioning and the other issues that I mentioned. We reviewed all the existing documents that we had, the shoreline management guides, all the rules and regulations, existing rules and regulations. We went through, then we took the applicable standards from those and applied it into one single uniform document, and then we went out to the public and sought public stakeholder comments. Some of the benefits moving towards a single document include it's uniform and it's applicable at all the different lakes, Granberry, Possum Kingdom, and Limestone. This process also included stakeholder comments and public input. There's a potential to realize a financial savings if you move in this direction. Some of the boating capacity studies that are applicable at Granberry and Limestone do cost in excess of $200,000 to $300,000 per study per lake. Most importantly, though, we believe that this uniform and applicable at all lakes still protects the public health, safety, and welfare, and it's also it's responsive to some of the legislative directives that we've seen lately. As I said, there was a public stakeholder comment process within your diligent notebook. Each of the directors received all the comments that we received. The deadline was October 16th. We did receive some comments as late as about 5 o'clock on Friday. So those weren't in your diligent notebook, but we are going to make those available to the public after this board meeting. If you have any particular questions on any of those specific comments, out of all the comments that were provided, we can go over that now. However, I did pick three comments that I wanted to address with the board specifically. One of the comments was to allow a covering of a second story on the sun deck. The commenter stated that many of these facilities are grandfathered. We went back, staff went back and looked at the number of facilities out of about 5,000 docks that we have between all three of our lakes. Only about 1.5% of those are actually grandfathered with some kind of partial covering, like an awning or something, over that sun deck. However, staff is amenable to allowance of some kind of covering over that sun deck area, and we would propose to make that change within the new rules and regulations. Another comment that was received was to increase the mooring limit from 1 day to 2 days to account basically for the weekend, and staff is amenable to that and will also make that appropriate change as well. The next comment that I was going to discuss was probably the comment that received the most comments through the system. The comment was related to our water recreational user fee. The comments that we received Most of them, or I don't say most, there was a majority of them probably said continue to assess the fee. However, about the same number amount, or probably a little bit less, said discontinue assessment of that fee. Then there were some folks that wrote in and said, hey, continue to assess the fee, but your current, the way you currently administer it, it provides those with docks a free water sticker. Basically, they're not applied the fee, and they say continue to assess it in that manner. So we went back and we kind of looked at the water recreational user fee, and kind of reading through that, the impression that I felt some of the sentiment that came through was that the Brazos River Authority is not going to maintain the public use areas up at Possum Kingdom. That's completely incorrect. Possum Kingdom's no different than Limestone, no different than Granbury. Each of those reservoirs also have public use areas, beaches, camping facilities, and also restroom facilities. The removal of the fee at Possum Kingdom, that's only where this fee is applicable, this water recreational user fee. The removal of that fee will not diminish the facilities or the attractiveness of PK as a venue. Also, some of the folks seemed to comment, it seemed to me that they believe that the fee covered all the costs to maintain the public use areas up at Possum Kingdom. That's incorrect. The PK costs alone are greater than all the costs that we have at Granbury and Limestone combined. So the program does derive $200,000 annually. Approximately this past year, it only received about $134,000. So yes, the program, the water recreational fee does pay for a portion of those costs. But our intent is moving forward is to maintain our existing facilities. We're no longer in the FERC project area, and we're not looking to expand those facilities. We're not looking to add cabins or RV hookups or like a big pavilion in those areas. Increasing those type of amenities increased your labor cost and your maintenance cost. There's already private entities around the lake up at Possum Kingdom that do have cabins that do provide that, and there's a state park that has RV hookups. The last comment related to this water recreational user fee, then I'll move forward, is whenever I looked up some of the folks that were supportive of continuing to assess this fee, a lot of those folks actually currently don't pay the fee. They receive it through the free because they own a dock up at Possum Kingdom. I do have a resolution for the board's consideration, but before I move forward with that, it wasn't a comment, but as part of the shoreline management guide up at Possum Kingdom, there was a requirement whenever it was passed in 2006 that the non-encapsulated foam be removed from the lake by January 2015. We conducted a survey, looked at the residential and commercial properties up there, or not properties, but on-water facilities, and greater than 85% of both the residential and the commercial properties or on-water facilities have converted over to non-encapsulated foam. So we think that that would be something that we should retain, and it's the correct thing to do to continue to require that. However, at Limestone and Granbury, because we didn't have any kind of definitive date, obviously we gave, 6 years, I think, to come into compliance at PK. Our proposal there would be upon a major repair that those entities would replace non-encapsulated foam, or if there was less than 4 inches of flotation visible above the waterline. Really, to summarize where we're at, staff believes that we've provided a comprehensive document. It's uniform, it's applicable at all the lakes, and it's built on common sense. And if you have any questions, myself or the other folks and staff would be able to answer them for you.
No. There's no questions. Read your resolution, please.
Yes, sir. The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 27, 2014 meeting. Whereas the Board of Directors adopted the Possum Kingdom Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide Volume 1 Residential and Possum Kingdom Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide Volume 2 Commercial in May 2006. And whereas the Board of Directors adopted the Boating Capacity Study Possum Kingdom Lake, Texas in May 2006. And whereas the Board of Directors adopted the Boating Capacity Study Lake Granbury in May 2006 and clarified the Boating Capacity Study's intent in November 2006, And whereas in 2006, the Board of Directors adopted the requirement to remove all non-encapsulated foam at Possum Kingdom Lake by January 1st, 2015, and greater than 85% of the residential and commercial owners have complied, and whereas significant changes to Brazos River Authority ownership and operations have occurred since the last revision of the regulations for governance of Brazos River Authority lakes and associated lands to include federal energy regulatory decommissioning, legislatively mandated divestiture of residential and commercial property at Possum Kingdom Lake, legislative directives to extricate or moderate lake and land management activities, and whereas Brazos River Authority staff considered the significant changes, reviewed all the documents related to management of its lakes and lands, and developed uniform and consistent revisions into a single document applicable at all lakes and lands, and whereas the Brazos River Authority solicited, reviewed, and applied where determined appropriate public input comments regarding the proposed revisions, and whereas incorporating and selectively refining prior administrative and regulatory documents into a single streamlined document applicable at all lakes and lands promotes consistency and uniform application while considering changed conditions and directives.
You've heard the resolution. Excuse me. The motion to adopt.
Oh, I'm not through. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and adopts the regulations of Brazos River Authority Lakes and Associated Lands document presented to the Board of Directors on October 27, 2014, and be it further resolved that the regulations of the Brazos River Authority Lakes and Associated Lands hereby replaces and supersedes prior board directives to include rules and regulations for governance of Brazos River Authority Lakes and Associated Lands, Possum Kingdom Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide, Volume 1, Residential, Possum Kingdom Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide, Volume 2, Commercial, and both the Possum Kingdom Lake and Lake Granbury Building Capacity Studies effective October 27, 2014. And be it further resolved, notwithstanding the fact that the Possum Kingdom Lake Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide, Volume 1, Residential, and Volume 2, Commercial, have been replaced and superseded, the Possum Kingdom Lake Water Recreational User Fee will remain in effect until September 1st, 2015. In addition, the requirement to remove all non-encapsulated foam at Possum Kingdom Lake by January 1st, 2015 remain in effect. All non-encapsulated foam must be replaced at Lake Granbury's and Limestone's upon major facility repairs or when existing flotation is no longer capable of supporting the structure with a minimum of 4 inches of flotation out of the water. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors direct staff to modify forms, documents, contracts, permits, or leases as necessary in order to effectuate the foregoing changes.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. The motion to adopt. Carolyn, second. Raleigh. Yeah, got it. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.